This is David Ballard. We have asked questions about going from out of Christ to into Christ. We've asked about where in hearing, where in believing, where in confessing do you go from out of Christ to into Christ. And now we will ask our final question, where in repentance do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? And as we think about our slider, from left to right, left being zero and to the right being 100. This time we want to think about it in this way. To the left is being 100% bad, which we know that nobody's ever 100% bad. But to the right, 100% good. And there again, we know that no one is 100% good, save Christ. But our question is, where in the process of stopping doing bad things and beginning to do the good things that God wants us to do, where in that process do we go from out of Christ into Christ? When we're 20% bad and 80% good, or 50% bad and 50% good, or 20% bad and 80% good, is there a place in repentance that we can go from out of Christ into Christ? And I would suggest that that's impossible, because by our deeds will no man be justified. We cannot be justified by our deeds. We can't be good enough on our own in leaving bad works and taking on good works that we can say, okay, this is the point that God will place me from out of Christ to into Christ based on my merit. Now, there has to be a place where God has decided that we go from out of Christ into Christ. And it's got to be where we meet the blood of Christ. It can have nothing to do with our own deeds, our own merits, our own hearing, our own believing, our own confessing, our own repentance. It has to be where we meet the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's read some scriptures here. Let's go to John chapter 8, verse 44. John chapter 8, verse 44. John chapter 8, verse 44, Jesus says to the Pharisees, "And ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." If we wanted to think about being 100% bad on the left, we would have to think, well, the individual that has come the closest to achieving 100% bad would have to be the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the truth. He is as bad as you can get. Well, none of us are probably quite that bad. Each one of us do some good things occasionally. But then we're going to look at the other end of the spectrum. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. And verse 15, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15. Hebrews 4:15, talking about Jesus, says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." On one end of the spectrum, we have the devil, who's the worst you can get. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have Jesus, who never sinned. So Jesus was 100% good. But man cannot achieve that. We'll never get there outside of the blood of Jesus Christ. With our own works, with our own efforts, we'll never merit 100%. So the question is, can we go from out of Christ into Christ at 50% bad and good? Or do we go from out of Christ to into Christ at 30% bad, 70% good? Where is it in repentance, in this conversion, that we go from out of Christ to into Christ? Well, it cannot be by our own meritorious acts. So it has to be, again, where we meet the blood. Let's look at Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Romans 3:23 says that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us have reached the glory of God. We've all come short. None of us have made it to that place in our works that we can go from out of Christ into Christ. We've all sinned and we've all come short of the glory of God. But look at verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Remember, he redeemed us to himself by the blood of Jesus Christ. James chapter 4 and verse 17. It reads, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So sin is not just doing bad. It's not just doing bad, but it's also not doing the good that you know that you should do. So again, somewhere we have to stop doing bad and we have to start doing good. And this is that process of repentance and conversion. But where in that process do we go from out of Christ to into Christ? And the answer is nowhere in there are you going to do it until you meet the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We do not get into Jesus Christ because of our works. But once we are in Jesus Christ, we are called to be workers. We are compelled to be workers. We're motivated because of forgiveness to be workers. But our work does not get us into Christ. It's the blood of Christ that gets us into Christ. And we're baptized into Jesus Christ. Let's go to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Remember, as we studied before, we read Acts chapter 2, verse 37. They had been told that Jesus was crucified, buried, and resurrected, and that they were responsible for that. And in verse 37, they heard that and were pricked in their hearts, and then they ask a question, what shall we do? So hearing and understanding and believing and being sorrowful did not take them from a position of out of to into. They ask, what shall we do? Verse 38 of Acts 2, Peter says, repent and be baptized. Repent and be baptized. See, there's not a place in repentance only that you can merit your salvation. And so you've got to meet the blood. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Baptism is that place in repentance that we go from out of Christ into Christ. Baptism is that place in confession that we go from out of Christ into Christ. Baptism is that place in believing that we go from out of Christ into Christ. Baptism is that place in hearing that we go from out of Christ to into Christ. Let's look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27. For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Where is it that we go from out of Christ to into Christ? In the waters of baptism. We join Jesus symbolically, according to Romans 6, 1 through 6, in his death, in his burial, and his resurrection. God said in Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. God sees the blood of Jesus Christ in us when we join him in the waters of baptism. That is the place we see in hearing, believing, confessing, and repenting that we go from out of Christ to into Christ. Otherwise, it would be based on our meritorious efforts. But in baptism is not a work. Baptism is not an effort. Baptism is that place that God said, I will take you from out of Christ into Christ. As you start this process of hearing and believing and confessing and repenting. And so turn with me to Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. We know of the Apostle Paul. We know that he was Saul of Tarsus and he was persecuting the church. And we know of his conversion on the road to Damascus. And Paul is retelling this story of his conversion. And Ananias had spoken to him. And here's the words that Ananias said to Paul. To Saul as he was being converted in Acts 22 verse 16 as it's recorded. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. We ask you that same question. What are you waiting for? If you have not have your sins washed away, if you've not met the blood of Jesus, then you have not gone from out of Christ to into Christ. We are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And then that's where we contact the blood. That's where God sees the blood, and that's where our sins are washed away. Well, how do we stay in contact with that blood? To stay in contact with that blood after baptism, we continue to hear. And we continue to learn the things that Jesus commanded, and we obey, and we bear fruit. And together, those things are called by John in his writing, inspired, they're called walking in the light. Let's look over to 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, notice that we're going to see the blood of Christ here again. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. When you are baptized into Christ, you meet the blood of Christ. Your sins are washed away. When you walk in the light, as he is in the light, God continues to see the blood. And that blood will wash away your sins. And God says, I will pass over those sins. If you've not been baptized into Christ, you have not gone from out of Christ to into Christ. And we encourage you to do that today. If you have been baptized into Christ, we encourage you to walk faithfully in the light as he is in the light so that you can enjoy the blessings of the continual cleansing of the blood of Christ. We thank you for joining us on Know the Truth Radio. We pray that you have a great day and you'll join us for more studies from God's Word.